8 days. That's how long it took, in May of 2017, for a president who just fired the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, to become the target of a brand new FBI investigation into whether he was secretly working for Russia. Newly declassified documents, released August 5, 2026, show something else, too. The Bureau's own agents working the underlying Russia case had, by that point, already concluded there wasn't much there. One senior counterintelligence agent put it in a text message to a colleague. No big there. The FBI opened the file anyway. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, the FBI investigation into whether President Trump fired James Comey on Russia's behalf, a file the Bureau misspelled its own code name on, kept sealed for 9 years, and opened after its own agents had already ruled out the theory driving it. On August 5, 2026, the White House Government Transparency Task Force, chaired by journalist John Solomon, released a file that had sat classified since 2017. Its code name, Oxford, comma. That's not a typo on our part. It's the FBI's own misspelling, preserved straight from the declassified document. And it's about the most fitting detail available for a file this sloppy. The centerpiece is the Bureau's own opening paperwork, dated May 16, 2017, 1 week, almost to the day, after President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey. Its language doesn't hedge. The FBI was opening a full investigation on the theory that Trump, quote, may be or has been, wittingly or unwittingly, involved in activities for or on behalf of the government of the Russian Federation. This wasn't the FBI's first swing at a Trump-Russia theory either. The original probe, codenamed Crossfire Hurricane, opened back in July of 2016, built on a foreign diplomat's secondhand account of a conversation with a low-level campaign aide, George Papadopoulos. Oxford, comma, was the sequel nobody knew existed, a new, separate file opened after Trump was already sitting in the Oval Office, built on the idea that firing your own FBI director might itself be an act of foreign collusion. Lay the paper trail side by side, and the timing does the talking. May 9th. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein signs the memo recommending Comey's termination. About the Clinton email investigation, no mention of Russia anywhere in it. Trump fires Comey that same day. May 16th, FBI General Counsel James Baker and Assistant Director William Priestap approve Oxford, comma, and Acting Director Andrew McCabe orders it opened. May 17th, Rosenstein, the same official who wrote the Comey firing rationale, appoints Robert Mueller as special counsel, folding the new file into the broader probe 1 day after it opens. May 19th. Agent Peter Strzok texts his colleague Lisa Page his private read on the case his own bureau had just opened. I hesitate, he wrote, in part because of my gut sense and concern there's no big there. That wasn't a lone doubter. An internal FBI spreadsheet from February of 2017, 3 months before Comey was even fired, had already tagged individual Steele dossier allegations as disproven, internet rumor, or simply uncorroborated. One of Christopher Steele's own subsources had already told the Bureau the material was, quote, bar talk, hearsay. Lead case agent William Barnett had already asked to be taken off the broader investigation, later comparing it to a bad game of Clue. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had already been cleared of coordinating with Russia, too. None of that stopped Baker and Priestap from signing off on a new file built on the theory that the president himself was now a Russian asset.
No asset charge was ever filed. No obstruction charge was ever filed.
Oxford, comma, closed quietly on April 9th, 2019,
about a month after Mueller's own report, delivered in March of 2019, found no criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. The file that opened on a theory of Russian collusion closed without finding any. Oxford, isn't a standalone embarrassment. It's the third federal finding pointing the same direction, from three different investigators across three different years. Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz reported in December of 2019 that four surveillance applications filed under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, to watch Trump campaign advisor Carter Page contained 17 significant errors and omissions, including factual claims the Bureau couldn't back up with the documentation its own internal policy required. Special Counsel John Durham's final report, in May of 2023, went further upstream. It found the FBI never had a sufficient factual basis to open Crossfire Hurricane as a full investigation at all, built instead on what Durham called raw, unanalyzed, and uncorroborated intelligence, and that the Bureau never independently verified the Steele dossier before using it to justify surveilling an American citizen. Durham also found the FBI had been alerted to, and simply didn't pursue, intelligence describing a Clinton campaign plan to tie Trump to Russia as a distraction from her own email troubles. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, later declassified a fuller appendix on exactly that plan. Three reviews, three different investigators, one consistent verdict. The Bureau's leadership kept moving faster than its own evidence. So why is any of this surfacing now, 9 years later? Trace it to a directive Trump signed in March of 2025, ordering Attorney General Pam Bondi to declassify the Crossfire Hurricane files, redacting only what court orders or personal privacy actually required. FBI Director Kash Patel turned over roughly 700 pages to House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, and later said he'd found an entire room of undisclosed Crossfire Hurricane documents and hard drives inside FBI headquarters. A room, notably, that wasn't marked on the building's own blueprints. Make of that what you will. Jordan's assessment of the broader document dump: whenever we do these investigations, the only thing we get wrong is that it's always worse than we thought. Trump's own read on the broader case, from a Truth Social post weeks before this specific release, not a same-day reaction, has stayed consistent for years. It was the greatest hoax in political history. The declassified Oxford, file shows the FBI opened a criminal investigation into whether a sitting president was a Russian asset, 1 week after he fired his own FBI director, built on a theory the Bureau's own case agents had already concluded the evidence didn't support. It joins two earlier federal findings from Inspector General Horowitz and Special Counsel Durham, describing the same pattern from two different angles across two different years. No charge was ever filed against the president. The file was simply closed, then sealed, for 9 years, until a different administration decided to open it back up. For the complete timeline, every declassified document, and the full source list, check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want more of this kind of accountability reporting, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts.